And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you
in a few minutes or in a while.
Okay.
And in a while I'd be ready. In about 30 minutes or 20 minutes, something like that.
Uh-huh.
After you say a while, you try to reduce it by a minute or an hour.
And this part of my head is called my...
Front. Huh? Far, le front.
Okay. And this is my...
Hair.
And on a man...
Beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
The left one.
This is the...
Left ear.
And this is
the... right one.
Huh?
Right ear, this one. This is your right hand.
Uh-huh. And this is...
Well, that's neutral. I think we don't see.
Well, this whole thing is called my...
Your mark.
And this is the...
Neck.
And this part.
Well, I don't know how you call that in English.
Or if someone has a cold, they might have a sore...
Sore throat.
Uh-huh.
The tonsil, right here.
Did you ever hear it called a goozle?
I never heard about it.
And these are the...
Teeth.
And one...
One teeth, or one tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
That's the gum.
And this is one...
Your hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the...
The finger. The palm of the hand.
And this is one.
The wrist. How you call that, wrist?
Okay, and these are two.
Yeah. The wrist too. The right and the left.
And a place where the bones come together is called the...
Joint.
And on a man, this is his...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulder.
And this is the...
Thigh.
For the whole thing?
Leg.
And this is...
His foot.
And I have two.
Two feet.
And this sensitive bone here.
Mm-hmm. We call it crazy bone because it hurts when you...
Okay. Say if I get down in this position, you say I...
You bend down.
Do you ever hear people say hunker down or...
No, I never heard.
And someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Well, he still looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
He's hump. Sometimes they hump like that. Or they...
And
they're feeble. They work weak.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
And fat and...
Uh-huh. He's not weak, he's...
No, he's a strong person. A healthy person.
Uh-huh. And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's...
Well, he's a long-suffering and a jolly person.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you call him...
I don't know. You call that lanky, like a...
Uh-huh.
He's tall. He's slim.
What about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things? You call him...
A bumper, I guess. He's always bumping on something. I don't know if there's any name for that.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain...
He's just a weak mind.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Well, sometimes they call it fool. You're not supposed to say fool to nobody.
Why, because of the Bible?
Yeah. But
and
a lot of people, they just forget that. It's not supposed to call nobody fool.
A person who has a whole lot of money, but really hangs on to his money, he'd be called
a stranger person.
Uh-huh. And